Good evening, or good morning, or good night. I don't know what time you're watching this, but this is your grandpa speaking, you know, because I said that. Your mom calls me daddy. Yeah, so I'm your grandpa. Roll the thing. Bitch. So, I don't understand horror movies where little kids are the antagonist. You know what I mean? 'Cause I don't want to be that guy, but I could beat the shit out of a 10-year-old. Like, I'm not, like, the biggest guy, I'm not the meanest guy, I'm not the buffest guy, but, like, if I had to, I would put a fucking 10-year-old in the hospital for months, if that makes any sense. Like, yeah, he might be possessed, and he might fling me across the room with his mind. But if it was me and him, mano a mano, I hope he likes hospital food because he's going to be eating it for a while. You know what I mean? Like, come on, horror movie directors. Step your game up. Stupid ass. Dumb ass. Ugly ass bitch. I would fucking murk a 10-year-old. A first grader? You fucking kidding me, dude? I don't know. I like finding plot holes in horror movies because they're so easy. They're like that one girl at the party who wants to get back at her daddy. That's how easy they are. That's how easy they are. You know what I mean? There's very few well-done horror movies. They mostly come out in recent years. For example, Hereditary. If you know me personally, you know for a fact that is my favorite horror movie all time. And I've seen a lot of horror movies. Worst one so far, The Birds. And to be fair, it's probably a relic of its time. But, fuck, I hate that movie. Like, if I could, I would invent time travel to make sure that movie doesn't get a chance to see daylight. You know what I mean? Like, if I had the money, like Jeff Bezos money, I'd put all my R&D in time machines and then go fuck up some shitty director's day. Is that nice of me to say? Of course not. But when you make a movie like The Birds, I can't be nice to you. I like to consider myself a cinephile, right? Like, if I really enjoy a movie, I spend time researching it. I'll sit there and I'll sit in my room on my computer or something, and I'll be like, wow, this is incredible. What are the behind the scenes like? How did they do this? You know? And honestly, it's giving me a new perspective on how movies are made and how movies are qualified as good or how, like, S tier or D tier. You know what I mean? Remember when tier lists were a thing on YouTube? Ugh. I think they still are. I've seen a couple recently in, like, my recommendeds. It was a good meme for It was a good meme for maybe a month and a half. But now it's just cringe. Like, oh, you made a tier list of the tier lists. Wow. You're a meme lord, buddy. You are freaking epic. That's cringe. Also, if we look extra crispy, like if the video quality looks really nice, I'm experimenting a little bit. This is for the YouTube audience, podcast audience. I hope I sound nice for you. But for the YouTube audience, if I look nice, I'm experimenting with my phone. I'm actually shooting on my iPhone XR at 4K 60fps because I've recently been shooting 1080p 24 frames per second, I think, with at first it was a Sony DSC X800 or something like that, and then I moved on to a Sony RX100, and those only shoot at 1080p and I've only chosen those because, one, I'm broke. I'm dirt poor. And two, I don't know if my Mac can handle editing 4K 60fps footage. But I'm going to try. Because this Mac, dude, it is the basic of base It's the base of the base levels. Yeah, it's a MacBook Pro. Yeah, it's a 2017, something like that. But it's old. Like technology, vroom. It goes quick. It goes extremely quickly. And this is old, so I don't know if it's going to be able to absolutely churn out 4K footage. Then again, most of these episodes are only 15 minutes on average, I'd say. Like, I'm not like the Joe Rogan Experience where they do like 2-hour episodes, or H3, or Two Bears in a Cave. You know what I mean? I'm just like, if you have 15 minutes of your day, or maybe even less, and I can make your day a little bit brighter, whoa, sick, epic, nice, you know? Because I'm kind of I like making people laugh. I like making people have a good time. You know what I'm fucking saying? Am I going to bleep these curse words out? No. Why? Because I said so. I don't give a fuck about YouTube not letting me be monetized. I don't even have enough subscribers for that. It's like 10,000 subscribers or 1,000 subscribers and then like 10,000 hours of watch time. That's a pretty big channel if you're asking me, doc. Then again, if you're going to be paying content creators, no matter how shit tier they are, you'd want it to be a big channel. I could see that. You only want, like, you know, your lean meat on top. That's cool. I'm not really doing this for money. I like doing this because It's pretty fun talking to you guys. It's pretty fun looking at analytics of this stuff. But the most fun is actually editing the video and editing the audio. I don't know why. I love doing that. Like video editing. I recently gave my friend Kinsey. I gave her my camera. It's the point and shoot Sony DSC. I gave her that camera and I was like, Kinsey, you're going to Little Rock. Please vlog it. I will literally edit all of your footage, send it to you, get the okay. I just want to see it. It's mostly because I want to see what content she makes. Because she used to, in high school, she used to do these daily vlogs on her Snap story. And me and the boys got a hold of it a couple of times. We made some premium content on there. Should have made it a private story. You have to pay to be on there, you know? That kind of content. And then she just kind of trailed off on it for a little while, which made me sad because, like, it was pretty funny stuff. Or it was at least super informative. Just talking about her day. Now we're going to see how she handles actual YouTube, because she had one YouTube video. She deleted it. I'm assuming for personal reasons. But now I wanted to get in the game. You got to get your head in the game. Woo! I have Disney Plus, and I watched High School Musical, all three, and High School Musical, the musical. I remember being a kid in good old Carthage, Missouri, small town, Carthage, Missouri, and it came on in the summer, and I was probably in like third grade, second grade. My sister was a year below me, and she was absolutely obsessed with High School Musical. And you know what? I kind of was too. Mostly for Gabriella. I'm just kidding. I was in third grade. I was busy worrying about Dragon Ball Z. I was worried about how Goku was going to beat Kid Buu. I wasn't worried about fucking High School Musical. Are you kidding me? I was worried about Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Yeah, I was a weeb in third grade. We covered this last episode. Weeaboo Jones. Throwback. Go watch it if you haven't seen it. Talk about how I should be a anime voice actor. You know? But what was I even talking about? Holy hell, this has been a weird tangent. I need to start doing these live so people can keep me on track, you know what I mean? Build up a little community like Timmy the Tap Man or Nick Merckx or Cloaksy, all of them, you know? Do I watch too much Twitch? Yeah. Do I also watch my favorite Twitch streamers' YouTube content? Yeah. Do I cry when I masturbate? Yeah. Do I cry during sex? No. I'll never let a woman see me cry. Not once. Not even my mom. She used to beat the shit out of me. I hold that shit in. She ain't gonna see me cry. She ain't gonna get the better of me. Nobody. Never. Never ever. I'm the king of this castle. This is my swamp. You stupid dumb if you think a woman's ever gonna see me cry. Now my mama. Not my sister, not my future wife, not my future daughter, nobody. Mm-mm. Because I'm stone cold. I'm a stone cold chiller and a certified killer. Free bars for you right there. They're free. Nah, take them. They're free. They're free bars, man. You'd normally have to get Spotify Premium or Apple Music or whatever the fuck Kanye's doing on Tidal. You'd have to get those to listen to these bars. Fucking kidding me? Speaking of bars, dude, Drake dropped Laugh Now, Cry Later. Bar City? I'll be honest, Drake's not my favorite artist. But this man only makes bangers. Only bangers. Like, it's not even fair. Scorpion. That was the last time he dropped something that didn't have 12 consecutive bangers. I don't even think there were 12 songs on that album. But anywho, he was at Nike headquarters up in Oregon, and he had Odell throwing him a football. You're going to have Odell throw you the football. I'd rather throw the football to Odell. I want to see him work his magic. He had KD, the snake himself.
KD.
He had KD, dude. They were playing basketball. KD was just whooping on his ass. Then he had whoever the fucking featured on a song. I don't fucking know him. Then he had some big dude. I'm assuming he was the producer. It was really funny. Towards the end, he was crying at the camera. Drake was crying at the camera. And then the big dude comes into frame and he's like, "Hey, bro, you straight?" And Drake's like, "Yeah, man. It was just a really long flight." It's comical. And then he had Beast Mode on there and he tackled him. But he wasn't eating Skittles. That pissed me off. If you don't know who Beast Mode did, that's because it's Marshawn Lynch, running back for the Buffalo Bills. And then the Seattle Seahawks, and then the Raiders. He retired after the Seahawks, and then went to the Raiders, and then retired again, I want to say. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. There's a very good possibility of that. I only went into such a deep explanation of Marshawn Lynch because recently I looked at the analytics. Again, I love numbers. I love the numbers. Numbers don't lie. Ball don't lie. Numbers don't lie. Two things that don't lie. Men lie. Women lie. Ball don't lie. And neither do numbers. But I was looking at the numbers, and I realized a lot of my listeners come from Apple Podcasts. Swoop, what's up? A good chunk of my listeners come from Spotify. Hey, how you doing? Sponsor me, Spotify. And then of my audience, a lot of them are from the North America. And 50%, 50 are female. This is for the audio listeners, of course, because I'm using Anchor. Shout out to my sponsor. I'm using Anchor to record all of this, to set it up, to edit it. No, I'm not using Anchor to edit it. I use Logic, and for the video side, I use Final Cut. But I use Anchor for distribution, and it lets me see all the statistics of everything that's going on. And 50% of my listeners are female. Female? Women with the XY chromosome or YY chromosome? I don't know. It's been a while since I studied biology. Speaking of which, school's starting next week. Ooh, spooky. These videos will come out later and later in the week. Possibly. Maybe. Possibly not. I have homework. Anyway. I can't wrap my head around the fact that 50% of my listeners are female. Like, you guys really listen to me talk about boogers and cum? Really? Damn. I mean, my girlfriend does too, but, like, really? Also, little known fact, girls don't poop. Especially the hot ones. That's for all my fans who are under the age of 16. They don't tell you that in health class. Girls don't poop. They don't. They can't, legally. They're biologically incapable of pooping. Just like how pee is stored in the balls. I know that's a dead meme, but it's true. I hold that to heart. Like, literally, every time I have to urinate, my testicles get inflated. Like, they go from, like, raisins to grapefruit, cantaloupes, sometimes watermelons. I can't wear my favorite pair of jeans if I know I'm going to drink a lot of water that day, you know, because then it'd be too uncomfortable. It'd look weird. I'd be really self-conscious. Everybody would be staring at my testicles. That's for my audience of 50% women. Yes, or over 50%, now that I'm thinking about it. Yes, pee is stored in the balls. That's why it hurts when we get kicked there. Trust me, I'm getting my BSN. Bachelor's of Science in Nursing. I'm taking biology 10, 20 something. Trust me, dude, I know what I'm talking about. I'm taking biology class. Know what I'm saying? Holy moly, this has been a 21-minute episode. That's a little bit longer than we're used to. I think I might call it good. Fuck you. I think I might call it good. My girlfriend and her cousin are coming over. They want to spend the night. We're going to have a good time. We're going to chill out. I have work in the morning, and I'm working an extra, like, half a shift from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning till 4 p.m. Wednesday night. And then another 24 Thursday. And then I got off work a Friday morning at 8. And then I have Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. Monday, first day of school. We're doing online. Tuesday, back to work. Wednesday, more school. Thursday, I think I have the day off. Friday, work. Cacahuate pistachio con amone de chili. So yeah, check out the links below. Read the description of this episode. Buy the merch if you want. If that would help me, because I'm donating 100% of the profits from the merch to charities. Specifically Arkansas Children's. They help, you know, they're kind of like St. Jude's Hospital, but here in Arkansas, locally. Support local. Breast cancer research, in memory of my aunt, who was a big supporter of breast cancer research. And The Ability Tree. The Ability Tree is a local organization here in Northwest Arkansas, specifically Siloam, that helps children with mental disabilities. This can range from a mild version on the spectrum of autism to Down syndrome, which is a bit more of a serious version of a mental disability, because it is the deletion of a chromosome or the addition of an extra chromosome. I think human beings only have 23. The average human being only has 23. And they have 22 or 24. My numbers could be wrong. I haven't been in biology in a minute all summer. But yeah. Hope I kept you entertained. Hope you like listening to the numbers like I do. I'm going to cut this off. Hope you like the transitions, actually, because I got a new transition pack. I'm going to cut this off. I'll be seeing you guys next week. If school turns out well. And then, who knows? We'll keep going from there. We'll keep building. We're going to make this an empire. Starting with you, the viewer or listener. We'll be a multimedia empire, like Heart Productions, Black Heart Productions, I think is what it's called. Kevin Hart's thing. So yeah. Oh yeah, I got a haircut. That's it. See ya. Love ya. Bye.